Let's see. I think we got up to Simon Sadikay Siv Dalek. Okay, the Chabad writes, Yeroi Li, Shinosu Efer B'mayim Chamin Shebiyorif. The Chabad spoke about washing, Leishig Melechid dishes with burning hot water at the same time. Sometimes there'll be a concern that if it's Kli Rishon hot water, if it's Kli Sheni, it doesn't make treif yet, but if it's Kli Rishon, it can make treif. So the treif of Bliya will go into the kosher pots, the kosher plates, or the Fleishig Bliya will go, the Fleishig Bien will go into the Melechid dishes. So what happens if there's detergent? If there's Efer in the Mayim Chamin for the Yoyre, so the Mechaba says, Yeroyli, Apol Pish Hashem and Dovah Kohen, even though there's Mamash Shmaltz Bien on the Fleishig dishes, it's not going to make treif the Melechid dishes, because of Nesin Tam Lev Gam. So the Shach has a Kasha and Sidkot and Chof Aleph, and it lies by a Kasha. So when Tosis had the problem on Daf Kuf on the base, that if you have a Kli that's so big that you're going to... Tosis raised the question, whenever you Kasha Kalim, so that whenever you do Hagola, so the Treif of Bliya goes into the water, what's going to prevent the Bliya from going back into the Kli? So one suggestion of Tosis was, no, the Kli is only Balea other Bliya, it's not going to be re-Balea back the Bliya that it itself just spit out. And Tosis said, that's ridiculous. How do you come off to say such a ridiculous thing? The Tosis says, no, you have to have, either you have to have shishim in the water, kineged the Kli, or you have to have that the Kli should be Ein Ben Yomo, because Ein Ben Yomo is only Exerim of the Rabbanon when the Tchilas HaBliya was L'Shvach. So once I cook treifus in a Kli, so the Tchilas HaBliya was L'Shvach, then it goes into the water. When Ein Ben Yomo goes into the water, then it's going to come back in. There's nothing preventing the Bliya from coming back in, but when it comes back in, it's going to be Tchilas HaBliya L'Gam. So the Kihah HaGavna, then whenever it goes into the Rabbanon. The Tosfos says, but the Chumash doesn't talk about Dafke Kli Cotton. What are you going to do in the Chumash if it's a Kli Gol? You're not going to have Shishim in the water, Kineged the Kli. So you're going to have to say you have to wait till tomorrow. But the Gemara says, La'os Torah L'Kedera Bat Yom. The Chumash is only speaking about doing Hagola and the Kli that's a Ben Yomo. So what are you going to do if you're not going to have Shishim? So Bishleim, the Tosfos says, if you're like the Rabbein Ephraim and the Rav HaRishonim, that you don't say Chaticha Nasna Bela B'Shari Surim. So you do Hagola. You do Hagola Pamayim, you do twice Hagola. First you do Hagola, the whole treif of Bliya will go into the water, there's nothing preventing it from coming back in, and you don't have Shishim in the water. But when it comes back in, it'll only go back in proportion. In proportion to the water, let's say you have 10 times as much. You have 10 times as much water as you have the thickness of the Kli. So it's not Gotel the Shishim, you only have 10 times as much. But the Bliya that's going to come back in is only going to be now 1/10, 1/11. So then when you pour out that tray for water, because you didn't have Shishim against the tray, you're going to pour out the water, put in new water now. So now when the tray for Bliya is going to go back into the new water, there's nothing preventing it from coming back into the Kli again, but now it's going to be 1/10 of 1/10, so it's going to be 1/100. So now you're going to have Shishim already. So that's what, if according to Rabbein Ephraim, is Nicha. But if you all like the Rabbein Tam, the Chaticha Nasnavel even applies Bishari Surim, and Tosis seems to assume Chanam Bishari Surim is Deraisa. That was Rabbi Kivega's Tosis. Chanam Bishari Surim is Deraisa. But then Tosis says, what are you going to say? What, you're going to tell me that the Pasuk is only talking about doing Hagola and Kalim that are small, that you do have Shishim? It's strange. That's Tosis Kasha. So the Shach asked the Kasha, why don't they simply say that you put in Afer, you put in detergent in the water? So true that you don't have shishim in the water against the Kli, but when the Bliya is going to come back in, it's going to be Tchilas HaBliya Luga. So it lies by Kasha. Don't you see from Tosis that the Mechaba is not right? How can you say Mechaba is not right? It is right. If you have a detergent in the water, so whatever tray for Bliya is going to get mixed in, is going to enter the water, and they're going to come back into the Kli, it will be Tchilas HaBliya Luga. It is correct. That's what the Chazanish says, that this sif is based on that assumption. The sif is talking, Nasna Efer B'mayim Cham Shebiyore. And then they put in the burning hot, it has to be Mala Babois. The burning hot water is not Stam Kli Rishon, it's Mala Babois. So Mala Babois is a Hagola, so we assume the whole treif of Bliya goes into the water, like the Shach was Mitzayin, the Tosfos Sandaf Kufam Ebeis. That's exactly how the way the Chazanish explains the Mechaber. We're talking that it's burning hot water, Mala Babois, so it's good for Hagola. So we assume the whole Bliya, the whole treif of Bliya comes out into the water. But there's nothing preventing it from going back in. But now that it's going to go back in, since it has detergent there, so the Tchilas HaBliya is going to be Livgam. So that's what many poskim say, that if you have a dishwasher and you always have detergent, it always kicks in detergent whenever you have water coming in, So, but the Eved is going to be, nothing will be treifa, everything will be nice and tam levam. Sometimes the dishwasher only has the detergent come in after the first rinse. The first rinse just has burning hot water shoot on the plates in order to get off all the shuman that's on the shuman that's dovuk the end. And then the detergent only kicks in afterwards, so then you won't have this heter. Then when the first flow of burning hot water comes and bangs on the plates and goes from one plate to the other, goes from the plate to the walls of the dishwasher, so it's going to be nice and tam l'shvach, not going to be nice and tam l'gam. But other dishwashers are different systems. Other dishwashers, they have detergent even when they have the initial rinse. So then, according to the way it says in the Mechaber, that's how the poskim accepts it, l'halacha. So that would be, the bli will be a nice and tam l'gam. Sifei, the Mechaber is just quoting a Gemara. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to leave, kutach is a milch, it has milk in it, you're not allowed to leave it next to a container that has salt, but you are permitted to leave it next to a container that has chaymetz. Why? If it has chaymetz in it, a drop of milk is going to fall in, there's going to be bottle over there, so it's not such a terrible thing. But if a drop of milk is going to fall into the if the drop of milk is going to fall in, how does the Gemara say? In Sifcha Beis, the Shach is just quoting Gemara. Hatam, the Nimelech, Hakutach HaNefel, Ololam, Havi, Bien, Beloi, Botil. You're not allowed to leave it next to salt because it's going to be Bien, but if you leave it next to the Chaimetz, then it's going to be bottle, it's going to be Misar, because the Chaimetz is a liquid, and the salt is a solid. Okay, that's the Gemara. Shouldn't leave Milchix next to Parva if everything is open and there's a concern that it may spritz in from one to the other. What if the Eved, you did leave it like that? So then there are more quotes, Nagosh Aridu, the Bidi Eved, it does not. It's just a din l'chatchila. You don't, unless you saw that some of the milk spritzed in. But if you don't know one way or the other whether any milk spritzed in, then you say, Reise the lechazinan lemachzikinan. You don't have to be concerned that something became treif. As we had that before, no? Where do we have that? If you found... I forgot, we had a Ramah at the end of a simon, no? That if you found the milchik dish together with the fleshik dish, so you don't have to be choshish, then maybe they were washed together in such a way that it made a treif. I already forgot where that was. I thought that was a Ramah somewhere. Where was it? Can you? Tzadik where? Don't remember where it is in Tzadik Gimel. Okay. Oh. You mean we just had it? Just had it right before. Oh, this one. The Ramad right before this Siv Dalet. Okay. So that's the same over here. That you're not to be choshish that maybe something became treif. If you don't know, you assume everything has a cheskas heter. Yeah. The next is a Taisus. Sivov is a Taisus. Has a kula mutalitain. You're not allowed to leave the salt container open next to the kutach container if everything is open, so something may splish and you won't realize it because they're both open on the counter and you're using salt and you're using kutach. What if you put it away in the refrigerator, you're not using anything? You're allowed to leave fleshiks next to milchiks if it's inside a teva. Inside a teva means that it's being stored over there. You're not using it. Since you're not using it, so there's no shaila. And the Ramah says, V'yesh machmirim l'chatchila. Yeah. What's the shaila? So the Bir Agro explains that the Tosfos proved that it's mutter based on the Gemara in Avodah Zorah in the first perek, where the Gemara says, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Bir Agro quotes, Lo halachta mi'amecha l'tzur, did you never visit the city Tzur in Cyprus, and you never saw a Jew cooking kosher food next to a goy cooking treifa food? So you see from the Gemara that you're not choshesh, that is going to splash one and the other. So the Mechaber quotes the Tosis, that Tosis proves in the Gemara that it's Mutar L'chatchila. And the Rambam quotes the other Bishonim, Agosar Shevashem or Zarua, that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah just says that B'dieved it's Mutar, never said that it's Mutar L'chatchila. So maybe L'chatchila should be Choshesh even on that. Okay, what's in Sif Zayin? What's in Sif Zayin? Mel Hanosim Mikavish of Basar, Mutar Litno B'cholof. There is a din of a dover chorif, it's simit tzadik vav, if you have a dover chorif with a duch kid a sakina, or if you have, so there's a bliya b'tzayin, or if you have a dover chorif, or if you have a dover chorif, and you cook it in a pot, so even though the pot is ene ben yomo, churfe mechal yalei deshvach, but if you just have salt sitting in a pot, salt sitting in a tray for container, salt sitting on a kof, on a fleshig plate, it doesn't become treif and it doesn't become fleshy. Yeah. Aye, there should be another shayla of the maliach kireseach. You have a whole ton of salt over there, maliach kireseach. So that's what the Shach explains over here. Ein malicha lekelim. Tosis coined the phrase, ein malicha lekelim. What does it mean? Lahaflit tam in akli. There is malicha to make the kli treif. Let's say we salt treif a fish on top of a table. A fish store wanted to convert to become kosher. They used to salt non-kosher fish on the table, and now they wanted to only do kosher fish. So the shayla is at the table. The table is treif over here. They salted treif of fish on top of the table. There is malicha bikelim to make the table treif. There's no malicha bikelim to take the treif of liya out from the table to go back into the kosher fish. So nonetheless, that's the shayla. Nonetheless, Tosfos says lachatchila you shouldn't do it. Amach metov ala brocha. They used to make the goyim used to have molds for cheese, and part of the process of preparing cheese sometimes is, sometimes yes, sometimes no, sometimes is. The Taz quotes it from the Tosfos that they would use a lot of salt. So if it's goyish cheese, it's gvina sakum is osa. Gzerim derabon, gvina sakum is osa. So the gvina sakum is going to be nivla into the mold, into the container, ayidei maliach kireseach. The shayla is now, the Jew is going to use the same kli, the same mold that the nochem used to make the gvina sakum. Isn't it going to make the gvina sisrol treif? So that's what Tosfos says, that ain't maliach al kelim. That the only time maliach kireseach is if the tummy maliach with tar tofel. If the treifa thing is maliach, treifa thing, the treifa fish, the treifa cheese is maliach, so that gives a tam into the pot. The pot is never called maliach. You can't call a pot a maliach. So mikra din b'dievet it wouldn't make treif. But chatchila Tosfos says that the proper thing is you should kasher the mold, even though b'dievet it won't make treif. Ein maliach b'kelim lahaflit, but chatchila Tosfos says amach mentov ala brocha. Here, the Ramot read the Tosfos in such a way that Amach Matov of Olabrocha even goes on this. Amelech Hanosa Mikairo. So that's what the Taz is very upset. How can you say that? That it doesn't make any sense. Amelech Hanosa Mikairo, you're going to say Maliach Kiraseach. What Lachatchila? Lachatchila, you're going to say Maliach Kiraseach over here. So that's what the Taz is not so happy about this Ramot. But he thinks that Tosfos only said Amach Matov of Olabrocha. If you're going to use the same tfuse gvinus of the kochavim to use it to make kosher cheese, so lechatchila you should kasher the tfus. But stam to have salt sitting in the plate, that doesn't make sense even to be machmal lechatchila. To consider that a problem of maliach reseach. Maliach reseach, you have to have that the melech is accomplishing something. Not stam, you have cold salt sitting on the plate. There's nothing happening over there. When you have salt on fish, and the salt, you have salt on flay, salt on fish, salt on avela, salt on trefa fish, salt is affecting some change over here. But some salt is sitting there. So that's what the Taz Tain is. That doesn't make sense even to be machma lechatchila. Okay, let's see. Tzadik Vav, we learned the Gemara. Let's see. It's known as a radish, or silka is beets. The Shach says tartan. Anything that's a little bit chorif, shachotcham b'sakin shalbasa ben yomo, o she'eno mekunach. Be'emes Rashi had two pshatim on the Gemara. The Gemara says tzanon shachotcho b'sakin shalbasa, so the whole tzanon becomes fleshy. Is it only talking about a case where there's schmaltz on the surface of the knife, or is it even talking? Does it even tell me a chiddush that there's a bliya b'tzaynin over here? We're machmer on that there is a bliya like that opinion in Rashi, that there is a bliya b'tzaynin because of duchke the sakin with tziruf of the davachar. But the mechaber quotes it's only ben yomo. Then he writes the last two lines on the page, Reishu Dalet, in my edition, he writes, V'yesham, and Duhad Din Le'ena Ben Yomo, V'hu Mekunach, based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah said, Kort Shel Chiltes, if you cut with a knife, or Kort Shel Chiltes, even though the knife is treif, Ena Ben Yomo, Chur Fe Mechal Yelei Deshvach, and it'll make the Chiltes treif. So Taisus in Chulam was Mesupik, should I say Kort Shel Chiltes Davke, or Lav Davke? Any davachar, so we're machman that any davachar, even if the knife is ena ben yomo, it's going to make treif. So that's when we follow this yeshomer. We follow this opinion. Later on in Sif Gimel, the mechaber writes, a tavlish in the meduchim shol basa ben yomo. Only if it's ben yomo, it's ena ben yomo, so it's nice and tamlagam doesn't make treif, because it's only tavlin. If it would have been kort shel chiltes, then it would have made treif. And then the Ramad disagrees. Yesham afilein ben yomo. And the Shach says, and Sivkotnia says, that's how we pass them, like the Ramad, because the Mechaber already quoted this, the last two lines on the first page, on page Reish Yudal. The Mechaber says, Yesham huadinein ben yomo. We're machma for that. The Shach quotes some Rishonim who say, Shach and Yud Beis, and Sivkotnia Yud Beis. Then the Shach repeats it in Sivkotnia Chof, when he talks about lemons. There is one day in Rishonim is that Kort Shel Chiltes is only chiltus. Tosis goes in the sukkah. Kor shel chiltus is only chiltus. A very powerful, very davachorik miyod. So that has the chumra that even Eina ben Yomo asas b'dievet because chur from achayel le deshvach. And then the Shach quotes in Yud Beis in Achof that some Rishonim hold that tznon shechotcha b'sakin shel basar makes it fleishig is only tznon. It doesn't apply to anything else. Doesn't even apply to horseradish. Horseradish is much sharper than a plain radish. A radish is not as sharp as horseradish. So nonetheless, there is such an opinion. So the Shach quotes those who want to say, in Sivkot Yud Beis, he quotes those who want to say, let's say you cut charein, charein is horseradish, let's say you cut charein with a treif of klish ena ben yomo. So there are those who hold it ena ben yomo, the Mechaber quotes two things. Those who hold ena ben yomo, does nasa, only chiltas. And even if you hold Eina Meyama does Asa, those who hold that it's only by those who hold that a Dovacharif gets a Bliya, even though it's Tzayin, a Duch gets a Sakin, it makes a Bliya, a Dovacharif, is only in Tznon. Some hold it's only in Tznon and only a Chiltas. So the Shach says that if it's Eina Ben Yomo and it's Charein, maybe he quotes earlier Acharein, and maybe there's room to be Mekel over here. To say that you have a sex fake. Here, this din, the whole simen tzadik vav, that we say by dov charif, we have all kinds of chumras over there. These chumras are in our Torah, these chumras are only make believe in the rabbanim. Nafkamina is, what if you have a suffix? You're not sure if the knife is treif. Is it called the sveik of the rice of the chumra, or is it called the sveik of the rabbanim of the kula? So there's a ramah in Sif Aleph, where the shach has to cut new base. Ramah writes, yesh suffix. If you're not sure, you have a right to go to Kula. So the Shach says, this is a Pella, this is Feka Derais al Chumr. The Shach assumes, the Prima Gonim writes on that Shach Yud Beis. Shach assumes the Dava Pasha that all the Chumrs in this Simen of Dava Charif, everything here is Derais, and whenever you have a Sufik, you have to be Machmer. I bet the Ramos quoting this from the Issa Veheter and from the Hagor Shari Dure, that's where the Shach starts off Yud Beis. Rav Kitzakan Ktasha Bagosh Aridu Bagosh Yisra Heter, that's the source of this. So he says, no, they were Mekel, not Sufik. They were Mekel if it's a sex fake, not if it's known. If it's known, then Medina de Gemara. There's a Chumra of Dovachar. If you're not sure whether the knife was treif, or you're not sure whether if the radish was cut with a treif or knife, it's fake, there I saw the Chumra. He's talking where there's a sex fake. So the Shachtain is that the Ramah misrepresented. He wrote it improperly. He wrote it in a misleading way, as if the whole din of Dovah Charif is only the Rabban. So the Shach says it's not true. Dovah Charif is a din deraisa, a sveka l'chumra. Unless you have a sex sveka, then there's room to be mekel. Yeah, so what's the din over here, Nachamol? So if you cut the tznon with a fleshig knife, so it becomes fleshig, so you're not supposed to use that radish or those beets with milchiks. What if... What if yitamenu? What if someone tasted the radish? V'lo yehei bo tam basar? So then, if you tasted it, it's mutter. Yeah. So the shaila is, the Rama doesn't write over here anything that you shouldn't rely on te'ima. Hakam esimet tzadikhes, sif aleph, the Chaber writes, te'imas kfeila, he quotes the din of the Gemara, that if you have treifus falls into heter, so you have a kfeila tasted. If the kfeila, if the expert chef says he doesn't taste the flavor of treifus here, so there's no tamkika, so there's no problem. And the Rama says over there, we don't rely on te'ima. So how come over here the Rambo is not masig? That's the Shach's question. So the last line in the Shach's of Cotton Hay in Sadik Vav, he quotes the Lavush, and he disagrees with the Lavush. He always quotes the Lavush to disagree. The Loka Terezov, Shishman the Gamma Hod, the Tima Mahani, Mashman is Fiola, after the Bidia, but less Machina. Atima, that we don't rely on Te'ima, as the Rambam wrote in Sadik Chesifam. So the Shach disagrees with the Levush, and he thinks that the Rambam in Sadik Chesif Katan Sifalev is only Machmer, not to rely on Te'ima Sanochri, but here it's Te'ima Yisrael. There it's talking about a Trefa Bliya, so you can't have Yisrael taste it. Here we're talking about a Kosher Bliya, a Fleshik Bliya, so Yisrael can taste it. So Te'ima Yisrael you would rely on. The Chumra of the Rambam was not to trust Anochri. Not to rely on Tima Sak. The Pim Gadim there had a third shot. Not like the Shach and not like the Lavush. Pim Gadim had a suggestion that the Chumah Saramoah, not to rely on Te'ima, you always require Shishim, Misharvin and Akol. The Shishim was to be Choshish for Shitas Rashi on the Sugya of Zroi B'Shela, that whenever you have Lach B'Lach, you always need Shishim. And the discussion of Tam Kiker, Deraisa, Lav Deraisa, begins after Shishim. If it's still nice and tam, if the shishim, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabban? But up until shishim, where the you always need shishim. By lach balach, you always need shishim before you bat an eyelash. So that's, Taisa disagreed with Gamri with that Rashi. So the Prima Gordon was Mesupik. What was the pshat and the chumra saramo and tzadik ches tefala? Was it the way the shach learned over here, and tzadik vav said cotton hay, that he says he don't trust anachri, but timas he saw he would rely on? Or was it that we're choshish for Shitas Rashi, that up until Shishim, even Mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim, everything is Shishim and Atura, so it's not going to help Tima. Tima only helps after Shishim. So you have three Shitas. That's the Lavush thinks that we don't rely on any Tima. We never rely on Tima. And the Shach understood the Ramos Chumet Tzadikas only as you don't rely on Tima Yisrael. And the Prima Gadim suggested that Pshat and the Ramos is not that you don't rely on Tima. Not we don't rely on Timas and Sol Timas. No, Choshish for the Shitas Rashi, that less than Shishim, Lach Falach, we always need Shishim and Atar, based on Zroi B'Shem. The Shach writes it Kot Nivov, that the Das Kol HaPoskim, it's Ongenom, the accepted Pesach is that we are Machmim, not only Achiltis, and any Dovachorif, and not only Ansnon, and all Dvarim Charifim, we don't accept that opinion that singles out snow, we don't accept the opinion that singles out chiltis, and we accept the view that Enev and Yom is also a Sashem. So Enev and Yom are asked by Dovachor. Okay, that's the first sif here. Then the Ramo, in the second line of the Ramo here, he writes, V'yesh omrim. Oh, how does the Mechaber say? If you cut with a fleshig knife, you cut the tznon, you have to measure tzorch shishim kenegin mashen noga mehasak in bohem. How far does the Bliya go in? In the Mechaber writes the third line in the Mechaber, in Simen Tzadik Vav. The third line in the Mechaber says, Achitom mimokam achatach, it asks kedein etila. When you have duch kiris takinah with a dovachorif, it asks kedein etila. We had last week, if you have a duch kiris takinah on a burning hot steak, I have a treif and knife on a burning hot steak, and the whole steak is burning hot, not just the edge. So then it asks even kedei kulo. So that's what the Shach writes over here. Sivkot and Dalit, Sadek Vav, Sivkot and Dalit. No. This is only Harifis. Eino Yisa Yisa Mikadena Tiv. If it would have been worse than Chorif, if it would have been Reseach, a steak that's Reseach, and a Dukkid is Akina, then the Bliya would go Kadei Kulo. But we're not talking Reseach, we're talking only Dabar Yisa Machmas Harifis, that only asks Kadena Tiv. But that's the only Kadena Tiv. Then the Ramoa quotes the second line in the Ramoa, V'yesham Rim. The Vashbo disagrees, Imchotach Tznom, V'sakon Shaliser, Kula Yasa. It doesn't only go Kadei Netila, it goes Kadei Kula. Noch HaChumra, another Chumra. Just like if you have a Duchki de Sakina, and a Trefer knife Duchki de Sakina, and it's a burning hot steak, so the Mechaba quoted in the previous Simen, that the Bliya goes Kadei Kula. So here also, on a Dov HaChorif, also the Bliya goes Kadei Kula. So the mocker for that, what's the mocker of the Rashbo? So the Bira Gro writes in Zion, what's the Rashba's mocker? Because the Gemara said, "Sino shechotcha b'sakon shel basar, also lochla b'kutach." It doesn't say noiteles makoma. The also mash makulo, kulo also. That's al pifash. That sounds like everything is also. That's the Torah Sabbais. That's the mocker. That's the mocker of that Rashba. So the Ramah says we don't really paskin like that. The hatchila b'choshish for the Rashba, but b'di'evid not. That's what he says. V'chenogim l'chatchila, l'chatchila v'machmer for this Rashba, avu b'li'evin ein lesser rak den til. Mikra din, you don't pass like the Rashba. Well, later on, there's a... The last line on the Ramah on Sif Aleph. The Mokim Shein Nimtza Liknas Raka Chatuch and Besakin. I want to buy radishes. So the Goyim always cut the radishes with their trefen, with their knives. Possibly with their trefen knives. Maybe they have a separate knife and they never use it for trefes. But maybe they cut it with the trefen knife. So that's a Sveika Derais Elechumer. So Lechatchila, you're not allowed Lechatchila Lechoshish for the Rashbo that it asks Kadei Kula. What if you live in a community? You'll never be able to eat any radishes because the goyim always cut the radishes with their knife. So the Ramah says, "Mokim shein nimtza liknas rak chachatuchim b'sakin dogmul knosa lahatal denetilos mokim." We say that shas hatchak kiriyavidomi. In different cases, it depends how serious the issue is. So if it's a very serious issue, it has to be a big shas hatchak. If it's not so serious an issue, so a little shas hatchak is sufficient. Look, the world doesn't come to an end. You can live without eating any radishes. You don't have to eat radishes to survive. But since it's normal that people want to eat radishes, they don't have some of the other vegetables to eat. So that's enough of a shas hatchak to be mevater on this lechatchila, that lechatchila v'choshes for the Rashbo. So here, if you have no brera, then we say shas hatchak ki liyavidom.
Ready?
Yeah.
But how could it be that, let's say you cut a huge onion with a small little knife, and there's just one little thing on the knife,
if you have a fleshig knife, then we're concerned maybe the bleer goes all the way through. If you have shishim the onion is so big. Yeah, shishin kenega, that part of the knife that touched the edge of the onion, so then it'll be bought to b'shishim, so it can't ask the rest. The kadena tila will ask her. Because mikra then we hold, not like the Rashba, that it really only goes kadena tila. So kadena tila, you're not going to have shishin against that part of the knife that was touching. You have to be mishar kenega, the whole thickness of the knife, like it didn't come in afik minute. We don't know how much fleshy bliya there is. So if you only ask her in kadena tila, so you can't talk about shishin. The concern of the Rashba, you should ask at Kadei Kulo, so then if you have shishim, it won't ask at Kadei Kulo. But we'll be machma on the first Kadei Netila. So there is no shishim.
You can get less than shishim, it's so that one bleed is not going to be able to go throughout the entire onion.
Yeah, we're concerned. Maybe the bleed goes from the knife and it goes past Kadei Netila. If you would have been cooking it, the bleed would have gone Kadei Kulo. If you have reitiv, so the bolu is yotze. It's yotze Kadei Kulo. If you have tzli and it's a dover shaman, also goes kedei kula, goes past kedei netila. So here the Rashba understood in the Gemara that dover chorek also is naval balatam, it goes kedei kula. Goes kedei kula, then it's a chumra, but then you have a kula, then you can be mitzav shishin. So we wouldn't be makel based on the Rashba. We would say if you have shishim and the rest of the onion, then we would still ask for the first kedei netila, because mikra, then we hold the bili only goes kedei netila. And if kedei netila, you're certainly not going to have any shishim. Yeah, the Shach Yud Beis we just discussed. The Shach holds that that this din of Dovah Chorif is a din deraisa. They can't say Sveika Lekula, Sveika deraisa Lechumra. And when the Ramo is quoting over here, he's quoting out of context. It's really based on a Svek Sveika. The Kula of the Hagor Sashri is really based on a Svek Sveika. And the Shach and Sivkot and Tezvav explain that Shas Adchakir Yevedom. But if it's the Efshah being an Acher, that's called Shas Hatcha Kedi Evedom. Then the Shach discusses in Shazayin, he has a stira between here and Hilchos Malicha, where the salted, let's say a herring. Is a herring considered a Dovah Chorif or not? So here it says Dog Maluchim is considered Dovah Chorif. There in Simis HaMachtas, Nilchus Malicha, Dog Maluchim are not considered Dovah Chorif Sastira. So the Shach says a simple terrace, it depends how salty it is. If it's only slightly salted, then it's not Dovah Chorif. If it's heavily salted, if you can taste it right away, then it's considered a Dovah Chorif. That's why we had a Ramor like that. If you cook the soup in a cliche Eina Ben Yomo, so then Eina Ben Yomo asks if the soup is going to be a Dovah Chorif. But it has to be a lot of Tatma, it has to have a lot of Charifas. Just because it has a little bit of a flavoring in it, it's not going to make it labeled as a Dovah Chorif. Just on Erev Shabbos, I was visiting by one of the local rabbonim here. So in the middle, I was sitting and talking with the rabbi, and his wife answered the telephone, and someone had a shayla, so she says, she'll ask the honorable rabbis. So she starts asking us. Apparently somebody cut, with a fleshy knife, they cut some ginger. What's the din? Does it make it fleshy? So I said, I don't know what ginger is. So her husband didn't know either what ginger is. So that's what the Shach is talking about. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Zengbol, is ginger. So I think, so the Rebbetzin Paskin the Shaila, since the two honorable rabbis didn't know what ginger was, so she Paskin that it is a Dovah Chorif. And even on the night was Eina Ben Yomai, so we're machmer on that. I think the Shach is Mekel here, if I'm not mistaken. I think the Shach Yud Zayin is Mekel, because Eina Ben Yomai is a machlokes, and ginger is a Dovah Chorif, but it's not moist at all. If you have a Dovah Chorif, let's say, if you have a Dovah Chorif that's Yovish Legamrei, that's Zengbala Yaveshta, so then there's room to say that that doesn't have a din of Dovah Chorif. I think the Shach is Mekel, not like the Rebbe, I'll say, but probably the Minig is Lahachman, like the Shach wrote in the beginning over here. Minig of all the Meir HaRon, Siv Kotten Vav, he says, we're all Machman, and all Lav Davke Tznon, and Lav Davke Chiltus, and Lav Davke Ben Yomo, we're Machman, everything, Shach. So he put two and two together, Yasa. You know, the Shach Yud Beis, and the Shach over here, Yud Zayin, has that such tickle sex fake over here. Thanks a many gives Lahachna. Yeah, let's see. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says it's not only Duchki the Sakina if you stick a fork, you stick a tray for fork into the herring, it's a Duchki the Sakina into a Dovah Chorif. Or if you take a knife and you're cutting a tznon, you have a Duchki the Sakina into a Dovah Chorif. Same is true if you have a Meducha. And you're grinding something, so that's also considered a duchkir sakina. And if you're grinding a tavlin, that's a dovah chorif. So then it's going to asa, and you won't have the kulas of nat banat, etc., etc. The whole story is going to be repeated over here. The Shach writes in Yudches, Sirkot Yudches, this is only nidochu, because you have the duchkir sakina, the grinding act. Is like duchki de sakina, but if you just have dafkin iduch, avolok yishoy nisunim imiduchu shalbos. At the end of Simen Tzadikei, we had, you just have the melech is sitting on a fleshy plate, so then it doesn't become osa. So the shak only is makel if it's sitting on the plate. What if it was cut? What if you have tavlin that were cut with a sakin? So from the shachet, would it, you get the impression the shachet is only makel what it said in the mechaba, the end of the previous sin. Melech hanasa mekayra. The sunim is lahokel, but the doku is lahachmer. Yeah, the dogam levod wants to say that the doku bimeducha is mochomer than duchkir sakina. If it's only cut with a knife, and it's other tablin, not stone, so then there's room to be makel. If it's tablin, that a yeveshim, there's room to be makel. No, sex sake. That's all sex vekas here. Here, the Mechaber and Siv Dalit is this, quoting a Shiboli Halekat, Shach and Sivkot Nechot quotes the Bariches. This Siv is from the Shiboli Halekat. Shiboli Halekat is assuming that lemons are a Dovachor. So why is it Mutter? The Nochri is selling sliced lemons, so he's selling herring. The herring is a Dovachor, and the lemons are Dovachor. So how come we make it? Maybe the Nochri cut it with a treif and knife. So the Shach has two pshotim in the Shiboli Halekat. Shiboli Halekat says they sliced so many lemons, so all the treifas already went onto the first couple lemons. They sliced 55 slices of lemons. So three or four slices will be treif, all the rest will be kosher, and that's a taruvus of yavish b'yavish. You don't know which are the treifa ones, which are the kosher ones. So the mele is a taruvus yavish b'yavish, everything is mutta. So the question is, what did the Shiboli Halekat mean? That only the first three or four are treif and all the other 50 ones are kosher. So there are two ways to interpret the Shiboli Halekat. So one way, the Shach has the two ways in Sivkot Nechav. One way to read the Shiboli Halekat is that he's not concerned about the tam, the treif of tam and the knife. The Shiboli Halekat holds like the other day in Rashi, that you're talking that the knife has the end on the surface. When you cut the first four or five slices of lemons, so all of the treifus schmaltz was wiped off on the first four or five slices, and now you slice the other 50. So everything is tzoinen, and there's no bliya b'tzoinen. You're only worried about bien, and the bien is only on the first four pieces, and now it's a taruvus of yavish b'yavish. That's one pshat. Shach doesn't think that that's correct, because the simple reading of the trumas, the simple reading of the Shiboli Halekat is that sounds like he is worried about a bliya. So the Shach says, even if you're worried about a bliya, you're not just worried about the bien, you're worried about a treif of bliya coming out of the knife. There's also room to be makel over here. Because it cannot be that the treif of knife is going to keep on giving out a bliya liyolam bu'ed. All 55 pieces of lemon, all 55 slices of the herring, they're all going to become treif. The whole treif of bliya is going to come out at one point, and there isn't going to be anything left. Can't be. There isn't so much treif of bliya that it should ask for 55 pieces. Impossible. So we say maybe four or five pieces are treif and all the rest are kosher. We don't know which are the treif, which are the kosher. So you say it's bottle bereif. That's the pshat that the Shach thinks is more correct. So the Ramah here writes there are different minhagim regarding this story with the lemons. Is this a valid kula? This Shiboli Halekat that the treif will be already made treif, four or five pieces, and all the rest are not going to be treif. And the rest are bottle, everything is bottle chad betray. So the Ramah says, Lachin ochlem b'tzatzim kom sakruv, avgav d'poros v'chotir chislais, many people are makel based on this Shiboli Halekat, and mechaber. Then the Ramah says, v'yesh mekayim v'shemachmirim b'zev, ein l'shanas ha'mini. So here there's a taz, there's a shtickel of famous taz. The last line in the taz is, you can't do a trey mili disasri adodi. If the minig is that they don't eat the sliced kruv, then it doesn't make sense to say that the minig is that they do eat the sliced lemons. If you machmar kruv, you machmar on lemons. If you make on lemons, you make on kruv also. Manav shach, it doesn't make sense. If you have a minig, the minig has to be oizgehalt. You can't just have a minig, I do some stupid thing. A minig is a stupid thing, it's a minig shtus. So it's not binding. So if you have a yesh mekom shemachmir mezeb, ein l'shanas a minig, if the machmar, not to eat the kruv that's sliced, so you have to be machmir, not to eat the lemons either. You can't have stam a minigshtus that's not a, has to have a mahalach to it. So you look on the first daf in Psochim on that base on the base, the Gemara has a discussion. Heich matzina miktus hayam osa miktus hayam muta. Do you ever have part of the day is Shabbos is also all day long. Yom Kippur is also bachil all day long. There is no such thing that part of the day is also part of the day is muta. So then the Gemara discusses what about the Isser against doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. So the Taisus there on base on the base has two pshatim on the Gemara. What are they talking about? Is the prohibition of doing Malacha on Erev Pesach, is that a real Isser? Is that an Isser of the Rabbanon, or is that only Mokum Shenogu Shlo Lassus Malacha? Is it totally Minigam Mokum, or it's a real Din? So Taisus says, if it's totally in the Minigam Mokum, whether Isa Malacha and Erev Pesach in the morning is a minig or a din. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a real din. Pashtus a din with the Rabbanon, not a din with the Torah. And Erev Pesach in the morning is a machlek zatanayim, whether it's a din, the Rabbanon, or it's a minig. So Tosfos says if it's only a minig, Rashi writes on base on the base, it's a minig, and that's what the Gemara is discussing. Hech matzini miktsayam osa miktsayam muta, it doesn't make sense. The Taisa says if it's a minig, so whatever is a minig is a minig. What is there to discuss? How do you have a whole discussion in Tanoim? How can you have mitzayim osa mitzayim muta? Whatever the minig is the minig. So apparently Rashi thinks not so. Rashi thinks like this Taz, that you can't have a minig that has no mahala. Then it's like a minig shtus, a minig that trei mili disasri adadi has to make sense. So that's what Rashi holds. Even though if doing malach and erev Pesach in the morning is only totally a minig hamakim. But still, there has to be always gehalten. So you can't say that the minig to do malacha starts at sunrise. The yom begins before sunrise. The yom begins at alos hashachar. So that's what the Tana argues. Hech matzin miktzayim osa miktzayim muta. That's the Taz and Sivkot and Yud Beis. That's the Taz's time. Yeah, of course, this din that a Dov Harif has a Bliya B'tzayna is on a Dov Harif. That's the last two lines in the Ramah. Al Shad Barm Shainim Harif Mot Tapuchim Olefes Nogamem Heter. That's what the Taz doesn't understand. My Kamashmalam Pshita. There's never any Bliya B'tzayna. What do you need a Ramah to say this for? So the Taz thinks that there's a Torah Sefer over here. We shouldn't say Shad Barm Shainim Harifim. We should say Shad Barm Shainim Harifim Kolkach, Arenim Chamutzim Kolkach. If it's not Harifim at all, so it's a Pshita like Mashmalan. Okay. Then Sif Hei is a Gemara that if you keep on switching off Lefest Tzinon, Lefest Tzinon, Lefest Tzinon, you're cutting with a Trefer knife or cutting with a Fleshig knife. So every time you cut it with a Lefest, so cutting the Lefest with the knife has an effect on the Bliya that it's not going to come out the next time you cut snow. But if you cut the Lefest Tzinon, 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 five times, so only the first slice into the tznon after cutting the lefes will not give off a trait of bliya or fleshig bliya, and the rest of them will. So if you alternate lefes tznon, lefes tznon, so then the bliya does not come out. And that's a shaila over here, and the shach is cut in chav gimel. Is that cool in the gemara? Lefes tznon, lefes tznon, the bliya will not come out. Is that only a kula b'diavad, or is it even a kula lechatchila? That is even mutar lechatchila. So he quotes that the marshal thinks even mutar lechatchila. This v'heta says only a heta b'di'evit. Okay. Let's see. Tzadik Zion, we discussed already. The Gemara says you're not permitted to make fleshig bread or milchig bread. Fleshig bread or milchig bread is also because of the gzeira that the bread is a maichal that's eaten with fleshig and with milchig. So therefore there's a gzeira with the rabbanon that you may forget and eat it with the wrong kind. Here the first pischei tshuva quotes from the tshuva Temach Tzedek. That's not the Lubavitcher Tzemach Tzedek, that's an earlier Tshuva Sefer, where he makes a suggestion that maybe this Gzeir de Rabbanon doesn't only apply to bread, maybe it applies to any, let's say, soda. Soda is a drink that people use with fleshing, some with milchig, some wine. Some countries, the water is polluted, so they drink wine. By us, we only drink wine when we make Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the wine is always with fleshings. We never have wine with melchiks. But if the minigam mokim is that in Italy, they all drink wine because the water is polluted. So they drink wine with fleshings and with melchiks. So that's what the Tzemach Tzedek suggests. Maybe the Gzeir de Rabban applies to soda and to wine and to anything it's normal to use befleishing sam with melchiks. And on the dais here, there's a long nachlas tzvi. Nachlas tzvi is a footnote on the Pischei Tshuva. The one who wrote the Pischei Tshuva, his name was Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Eisenstadt. So when he has a long shtickel Torah, usually the Pischei Tshuva just quotes Achreinim, and once in a while he gives his own opinion. And Nachlas Tzvi is when he has a whole shtickel Torah. Here he has a long, long ariches, and in the middle of the first column on page 432, in the middle of his whole ariches, he quotes that probably most of the Achreinim disagree with this Tzemach Tzedek, and they hold out Pipashtas that the Gzer Drabanan is only Ein Loshim Isa Becholov, only on Loshim Isa. They never made the Gzer on Soda, they never made the Gzer on other things. If it says it's Milchik, Shain, O-U-D, so then most of the Poskim would say that you can give a Hefsha on Milchik Soda. But the Tzemach Tzedek is the one who suggested that now. Then he has the Shaila, he quotes the Shaila from the Prima Godim, that we discussed also. Is it permissible to mix in a little bit of milk or a little bit of a little bit of milk into the bread? In Germany before the Second World War, they have tshuvas by that's called Menachem Eshev. The name of the Rav was Reb Menachem Kirschenbaum. He was the Rav in Frankfurt. He wasn't in the Breuers community, he was in the regular Gemeinde. So he has a collection of Shalos and tshuvas that were printed in Europe and reprinted later in America. When it was reprinted, so Rav Moshe Feinstein gave a haskama that he didn't know him, but he heard he was in Adam Gordon, and the tshuvas are very nice. He has a tshuva about tuna fish. The tuna fish is kosher. That's not for the kaskas. So he has a tshuva about this also, that before the war, the practice was they would put in milk powder into bread in order that it should have a longer shelf life. It shouldn't get stale so quickly. But so the shaila was that they had shishim in the dough against the milk solids. So is that called emavata nisa l'chatchila? Because you're not allowed to put milk into bread. So is that, and the din emavata nisa l'chatchila even applies to nisa d'rabbanon. This is a nisa d'rabbanon. So that's what the Tzemach Tzedek raises a possibility. This is a din of emavata nisa l'chatchila. Or should I say no? What do you mean emavata nisa? There's nothing treif yet. If you have shishim against this, okay, everything is fine. There's no problem. Is mutter l'chatchila to mix in a little milk if you know in advance that you have shishim, and then it's mutter to eat the bread, even with fleishiks? Or should I say, no, you're permitted to mix in a little milk and to use it with milchiks, but that's not permissible, to mix in milk and to eat it with fleishiks, that's not. So that's the generally accepted opinion. The middle of the road sheet, the middle sheet, that it's mutter l'chatchila to mix in milk, al das to use the bread with milchiks, but it's not mutter to mix in milk, even though knowing that you have shishim, if you plan to eat it with fleishiks. So this Tzemach Tzedek sounds like he says that it's also l'chatchila to mix in milk, period, even if you know you're going to have shishim, even if you want to use it with milchiks, even if you want to eat the bread by itself. He sounds like he holds that it's also. So that's what the Nachlas Tzvi discusses that topic as well. That's a machlokes. There are three shitas, and the majority of the post can pass like the middle shita. Then the Gemara said that if it's ke'ein tura, if it's like the eye of a bull, a bull's eye, then it's mutter to make milchik bread. What does it mean, a bull's eye? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both Rashi's pshat and the Rif and the Rambam. Rashi says, if you baked a little bit of dove mut, that's the second line in the Mechaber in Tzadik Zayin, I just baked it, that's what who writes this? Someone writes, that was the practice. They used to make fleishig chalas for Shabbos. They used to bake the chalas right next to the flesh, and the schmaltz went into the flesh. But it was only, they didn't have any challah left over. The chalas was so small, they ate up the whole challah on Shabbos with the fleishig. So that's called kain tur, a small size, and I'm going to eat it up in the meal. That's how Rashi learns. And the Rambam learns Kein Tura, and the Rambam the Rif. The Rambam learns like the Rif. Kein Tura means Shishina Tzura Sapas. It has a funny shape. It's in the shape of an elephant or the shape of a fish. Some funny shape. So that's going to serve as a hecker. So we pass like both kulas. Kein Tura. Kein Tura, yeah. Oh, then the Rambam writes that, right. In other words, pas mchala of Shavuos. They would bake a small challah that they would eat up the whole challah with the milk of Gmila Shavuos. They would bake challahs for Shabbos with schmaltz in it, because they didn't leave over any of the challah. The challah was very small, and they ate the whole thing up. called them Ashim Kedavimut. And also to Rosh Machacha Salem. Had a special shape, had a different shape for Shavuos and a different shape for Shamash. Okay. Yeah, what if you have a terabola? What's the din if you have a kli that has a blia of, if you have a broiler that has a blia of treifus, then you need libon. What if you have a broiler that has a blia of kosher flesh, and I want to use the broiler to make cheese sandwiches? So the Magen Avraham quotes a minig that we don't kasher from fleshig to milchig, from milchig to fleshig. And Moshe wants to make it, and his tshuva said that's medina de gemara, not just a minig. Baruch HaShulchan claims there never was such a minig. Amish men akotzer la kotzer. And Moshe holds that it's medina de gemara. Baruch HaShulchan denies that there is such a minig. The Sfarim for sure don't have such a minig. They switch back and forth. The whole law, whole meduber only is the Magen Avraham claims that there's such a minig by Ashkenazim, not to switch back and forth. So the shaila is here. Let's say if it became fleshig by mistake. So then if it became fleshig by mistake, then the Dakar Tshuva says that the minig for sure doesn't apply. Ramosha is even machma on that, but the Dakar Tshuva is mekel on that. If it became fleshig by mistake, then you can't kash. So let's say it became only fleshig, didn't become treif, so it's a terabola. So based on the Gemara, the last daf in Avodah Zarah, whenever you have hetera bola, the Gemara there is talking about Mariko Shtifa. Korbanos are hetera bola before it becomes Nifsa Belina, before it becomes Noisa. That's hetera bola. So Rabbi Kivega writes in the beginning of the second Chelik Yeridah, the same about the Hechshe Kelim, he thinks the same is true if you have Fleshi Kelim or Milcha Kelim, even though strictly speaking Tashmish al yidei ha'ur, you broil cheese sandwiches there, or you broil meat there, but since it's a terabola, so it should be enough with hagola. You don't really need libun. And that's our Moshe and others, they all paskin like that, Rabbi Kivegi, even though it's against the Shach. The Shach says that sometimes if you have a broiler and you broil fleshiks on it, so you need libun to make it paravat. So Rabbi Kivegi is masig that it's not so. But Doruch HaShulchan accepts Rabbi Kivegi, and Rabbi Moshe accepts it. That's what we assume. So here the shaila is, the Mechaba quotes from the Gemara in Siv Beis. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Pesach where the Ramah writes, if you have a kli, the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, a chametz kadama Pesach is a terabola, so you never need the libun for Pesach. It's always good enough with Hagola, because whenever the whole bli is only a terabola, so Hagola is sufficient. Then the Ramah writes in Hilchas Pesach, whenever Hagola is sufficient, and you want to do libun, it's easier for you to do, for your purposes to do libun. So there's no need to do Liban Chamor, it's sufficient to do Liban Kav. So what would you say over here? Let's say you have Siv Beis. Tanusha Tocha Ba'alya. I smeared the surface of the tanur with schmaltz. And then they used to put the dough, the raw dough, right directly on the surface of the tanur. So it says you have to have Ashi Sikenim Bifnim Ashi Slab. You need Liban Chamor over here. So that's what Tosfos says to Kashi himself. And why do you need Liban Chamor? Should be hetera bola, so you should say hagola should be enough, or liban kal should be enough, bimkaim hagola. Why are we so machmer over here? So Tesis says they think that it's a problem in Metzias, not a problem in Din. They say that it's very hard physically, just too difficult to get schmaltz, that's schmeared on the surface of an oven. It's very hard to get off. It is true. Sometimes when they kasher at a treifa hotel for Pesach, they use a blowtorch and they can't get the schmaltz off. The blowtorch just keeps on heating up the schmaltz, just keeps on bubbling and bubbling, and you just can't get it off. You have to use very powerful detergent. Okay, what's the Gimel? Siv Gimel was the Gemara in Zochim, and after, was it Ayin Vav on the base, I think. I think Marm Sochim had a machlokes whether Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, machlokes Rabba Levi. And the Gemara comes to the maskana that if you bake bread and flesh at the same time, you shouldn't eat the bread with milchiks. So some of the Rishonim said that that's a raya that we pass in Recha Milsa. And the Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rif say, no, it's not true. We really pass in Recha La Milsa. We still say you're not allowed to eat the bread with milchiks. The bread that was baked at the same time as fleshiks, you're not allowed. Why? So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that the whole machlokes Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, is only b'di'evit. L'chatchila, for sure, we should say rechem el sehi. So this is l'chatchila. You have a loaf of bread, and you bake the bread in the oven the same time you're doing fleishiks. So don't eat the bread with milchiks. Eat it with fleishiks. That's called l'chatchila. And the Rif gave a different answer, but along the same lines. He didn't say l'chatchila b'di'evit. He said a different word. He said that this is like dovish yesh l'matirin. So since you have a brera, dovish yesh matirin, so eat it with fleshings, don't eat it with milk. And that was what the long run in the Dharma, Dafnun Besim and Aleph, came to explain that riff, what the riff was talking about. What kind of dovish yesh matirin? Dovish yesh matirin is only not batel if it's min b'mina, but if it's min b'she'ena mina, then the run had many hachachas that dovish yesh matirin is batel. So he gave his whole explanation why the Rif considers it a Dov Shesh Matirin over here. Okay. So L'chatchila, that's how we do Paskin like that. That's the Maskanas HaGemara. That Pasha Ofer Imat Sli Bevas Achas Adogim Shetzol and Betana together with Flesh. So L'chatchila, you shouldn't use that Pas for Milchiks and you shouldn't eat that fish with Milchiks. Then Mechaba quotes the Taisus, a chilek between Tana Kotten and Tana Godel. The only time there's Machlokes Rav Levi, whether Reicha Milsa, Reicha La Milsa, that's only a Tana Kotten, but if you have a Tana Godel, then there was no Machlokes. And usually the Tanrim are Tana Godel. What's the definition of Tana Godel, Tana Kotten? So then the Mechaber gives you the definition, and the Mechaber doesn't completely explain what's going on over here. If either the floor of the Tanur can... If you would bake bread on the floor of the tanur, that would be a tefach tol, it would be machzik yud base 12 esrenim, so that's considered a tanur gadol. What's an isoron? So that's what the shach and the behetiv explain. An isoron is a shir chalamem gimel base and mechamish base. So that's taka gigantic shir. So some achrenim say, shuvas yad elio, that the pizchit shuvah quote says, it doesn't mean you'll bake bread on the floor of the oven that's going to be a tefach tol. No, the whole inside of the oven. You can misarf all of the avir in the oven. Can you fit in 12 times mem gimel beitzim mechaymish beitzim? So very often you can't fit in so many into the oven. It's a big oven. But according to the other opinion, that it doesn't depend, the Pizchit Shuvah says, Vayim prim gadim shein dak, they can recommend sheik karkos tam asim beitzim, we pass over tefach, only a tefach tol. So that a lot of times you won't have. And Tanurim Shalana sometimes will be Taka, a Tanakot, it won't be a Tanagot. Okay. We already learned about Tam Kika, so let's go to Tzadik Ches Sifalef. The Mechaber says, if you have a Tarubis Amin B'She'en Aminai, so we apply the rule of Tam Kika, and you have to have Timas Kvela. If you don't have a Kvela, then B'Sharin and B'Shishim. And the Ramah says the Minig is, so we don't rely on the kvela, we always insist on having shishim. This din that you need, the timas kvela, din of tam kiker, is this a din deraisa, a din derabanan? So then the Mechaber continues to say, im nisarev minu v'nishpach din shein cham lamar ala v'sharim, yeah. So that's a sveka derabanan v'kula. But if it's min b'minoi, that got mixed in, the Mechaber writes in Sid Beis, the contrast. It's min b'minoi, so the whole need for shishim is only the rabbanon. Zer min b'minoi, or it's min b'she'ena minoi. So since it's only the rabbanon, so if you have a sofik shishim, so you would have the right to go l'kula. Avon nisar min b'she'ena minoi v'nishpach. So then we say tam kikar is the raisa. That was machlekes Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan holds that tam kikar is the raisa. Rashi paskins everything for kir. Rashi paskins tam kikar love the raisa. And he paskin min mimina b'mashu. We don't accept either din of Rashi. We paskin min mimina is bottle, and we paskin that tam kikar is there, right? This is a shailu that we paskin the prima gadim raises itself when the Mechaber writes over here that we paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam that min b'shein mimina tam kikar is there, right? Does he mean it b'toras vadai or does he mean it b'toras sofik? After all, it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, so we're choishish for the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chumra we say that Tam Kikar is the Raisa. Maybe if it'll come out a Chumra to say Tam Kikar is love the Raisa, maybe it would be Choshish for Rashi Shita. So that's what the Prima Gadim raises such a possibility. And in the Sefer Afike Yam, was one of the Gedolim who lived 100 years ago. He quotes from Rav Chaim, so every so often he quotes from different Gedolim. He quotes from Simcha Zelek, he quotes different Gedolim. So he quotes a whole story that once someone was a chole on Shabbos, and the doctor said, it was a chole mesuka, and the doctor said that he needs some chicken soup to save his life. So the Gemara says, Shechtan l'chole b'Shabbos. You're allowed a shecht on Shabbos in order to give the chole sheyesh b'sakana something to eat. So all the Rishonim ask, why shechten l'chayla b'Shabbos? Why don't you get him the Gemara's cases where he needs flesh in order to save his life? So we shechet l'chayla b'Shabbos rather than give him nevela. Why don't you ask a nochri to give some nevela meat? Ask a nochri to shecht an animal. That'll be nevela. Let the person eat it. So the Rishonim explain why the din is machila mosa hakala kalchila. In the end of Maseches Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, the Gemara says, if you have a chodesh eish b'sakon and you have to do some isha in order to save his life, so you should try to violate the, if you have an alternative, either isha A or isha B, so violate that isha which is the lesser of the two evils. If one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanan, so only violate the isha the Rabbanan. So over here, to shecht l'chole is an isha the Raisa l'chil Shabbos, to eat in Vela is an Issa Deraisa. So the Shaila is a toss-up. Which one is worse? Doing Chilu Shabbos is worse, or eating the Vela is worse? The Sam Rishonim say Chilu Shabbos is clearly worse, because Chilu Shabbos is an Issa Kores with an Issa Skila, and eating the Vela is only an Issa Lav. That's what they're all bothered with the Kasha. Why does the Gemara say Shechna L'chala B'Shabbos? Why don't you tell them to eat in the Vela meat? That's a lesser than Issa. So the Rishonim give different answers. So some Rishonim say, the fellow's a religious Jew. We're going to tell him he should eat nevela. He's going to throw up. He's not going to want to eat the nevela. He's going to get sick psychologically. He's going to get sick from eating it. So that's not going to work. So that's why shechten l'chol b'Shabbos. You have no choice. Other Rishonim say no. They're in Yuma. It's the Rosh and the Ran, and other Rishonim discuss it. So other Rishonim say differently, that true chil Shabbos is an Issa Koris and Issa Misa, and eating the nevela is only an Issa Lav. But the guy, the cholo sheyesh b'sakana, his life is not going to be saved by just eating a kazais. He's going to have to eat a whole steak. He's going to have to eat a few kazaisim. So he's going to have to violate 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 averis, 5 kazaisim. He's going to have to violate 5 or 10 averis that have malchus. So 5 averis that have malchus is worse than 1 chilul Shabbos that has koris and nisa. That's what some Rishonim say. So here, the shaila is, what if the doctors don't say that he needs flesh? The doctors say that he needs chicken soup. So the Afikayam writes that Rav Simcha Zelig once told him this story, that this happened, that the person was a chole mesukan, and the doctor said he needs warm chicken soup. So Rav Chaim Paskin, they should shecht the chicken, and they should salt it, and they should cook it, and they cooked and they made him the chicken soup, and he got better. They saved his life, right? So after they did everything, then Rav Simcha Zelig told Rav Chaim that some of the Achronim say that we should be choshish for Rashi Shita, the Tamkika is love their eyes. So here the doctor didn't say that he needs flesh, they said that he needs chicken soup. So chicken soup, if you give him tray for chicken soup, it's only Nisa de Rabbana. If your old Tamkika is love their eyes, it's only Nisa de Rabbana. So that's what so Rav Simcha Zelig told Rav Chaim L'achar HaMais, after it was all over already, he told him that, and the Tshuvas Gibas Pinchas, I think that's by Chassidish Rebbe. I think it's by the Haflor, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's by the Haflor. So I think he has a tshuva that we should be choshish for Shitas Rashi and say that Tam Kika, maybe Tam Kika is Lav Deraisa, so rather than shechting l'chayla, rather than shechting a chicken and making chicken soup, we should really take the chicken soup from a treif goyisha restaurant. So Rav Chaim was a little upset that Rav Simcha Zelig, so he said, why don't you tell me in advance? Why did you wait till after it's Lach HaMais? You should have told me in advance, and I would have followed that Chumrah. So this is the Shaila, is that really so? When the Mechaber says over here in Sif Beis, that Tam Kikar is their Isa, that it's only L'Chumrah you say Tam Kikar is their Isa, or for good, or for real, that Tam Kikar is their Isa. So that's the Prima Gordon's issue. Here the Ramo has his famous comment, the Ramo in the middle of Sif Beis, writes, he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's a machlokes habai v'rava. How do you determine whether any given taruvus is min b'min and min b'shein amino? The two things that got mixed in together. Are they the same minim or are they two different minim? So it's a machlokes habai v'rava. Abai says you go basa daima, if the flavors are the same. And Rava says you go basa shma. Sometimes you have two different kinds of wine. This is cold wine, this is cold wine. This is sweet wine and this is dry wine. Two different flavors. Sometimes you have wine and grapes. The wine that is freshly made wine, they just squeezed out the grapes. So the shame is different. This is grapes and this is grape juice. But the flavor is exactly the same. I just squeezed out the grapes today and I just made grape juice. The taste is the same. So the Gemara has this, machlek the sabai barava, do you determine that any given taruv is min mamina, min mishayin mina, based on basa taima, basa shma? We know when there is machlek the sabai barava, we pass like rub except for yal kagam. This is clearly not one of the six yal kagam. So we pass like rub that you go basa shma, not basa taima. So the Ramah says, in determining whether it's a taruv of min mishayin mina that needs shishim and atoy, or it's a min mamina where the shishim is only rabbanon, it depends on basa shmo, it doesn't depend on basa time. So the shach says it's utterly ridiculous. This was the famous shach in Sivkot and Vav over here. He says, what is he talking about that you go, what do you mean that you go basa shmo? It doesn't make any sense at all. Go basa shmo within Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. Rabbi Yehuda holds the min min is b'mashahu. So that's based on the psukim. V'lokach midam apam midam asoyer. So dam and dam is min mamina because you go basa shmo. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, or we have a din that truma is b'neya, if it's min mamina, or lo klakerem is b'masayim when it's min mamina, when it's min mishen mamina, so you don't need me, you don't need masayim. So how do you determine whether it's min mamina? So there the shach said that I understand the din is like Rabbi, you go basa shmo, you don't go basa time. But here, the whole reason for Tam Kiker, the whole word is Tam Kiker. So of course you go Basa Taima. The whole word of Tam Kiker means that I treat it as if it's Niker Ho'isr. So Niker Ho'isr is only if it's Basa Taima, if you can taste the flavor. That's the Shach Sasoga. We had the Shach already, Benegir, in Tzadik Tez, Benegir, we already had it earlier, Benegir to Choyze Benir. So the Shach said, if an Isa fell into a heter and it became this bottle of shishim, and then you put the soup in the refrigerator and the schmaltz is going to rise to the top. So the schmaltz is the trefer part. It was a soup that didn't have any schmaltz in it at all. So the schmaltz is going to rise to the top. What does it help that you say it was already in this batel? But now I separated the yisuf and the heter. If I'm mafrid the yisuf and the heter, so of course the yisuf is going to go back to become asa. It's back where it started out, and it's going to be asa. Or let's say the prichadosh is masig on the shach and sadik test. Prichadosh says, let's say you have taruvus of chad betray. Yavish be yavish. You have one tray for piece, gets mixed in with two kosher pieces, so the din is that it's batel beroy. Then another tray for piece falls in, so now I have three pieces are kosher. Noida taruvis, so it became a batel, it's mutter. Then another tray for piece falls in. So you're going to say that the now I have three kosher pieces and it's mevatel of one tray for piece. The shach says like that. Now I have three kosher pieces, it's mevatel of one tray for piece. Then if another trefer piece falls in, I say, now I have four kosher pieces, and the four pieces I'm about to let one trefer piece. What do you mean? You have now bottom line. You know, you have three trefer pieces and two kosher pieces. It's the chayz of an ear. You keep on adding on more Easter. So the Prima Gordon quotes the Prichodosh is Masig on the Shach. How can he say such a thing like that? I had a Taruvus of Chad betray Yavish be Yavish. I say the Chad was bottle betray. And then after I said it's bottle, it's Easter and Nepoch Leos Heter. Another chaticha shalisa fell in. Now it's trei legabi trei. It's chad legabi chad. Trei legabi trei. It's two asa two mutter. So you no longer have the rov. You've undone your rov. Undid the rov. So it's like nikar ha'isar already now. So that's a pella. The shach says that that's not a problem. Shach also said that's not called nikar ha'isar. It's a strange shach. That's the pashtus is. Rav Soloveitchik thought the pashtus was like the prichodosh. I know that I have machza machza. I have two pieces that are kosher, two pieces that are treif. How can you say that it's not nikaris? Anyway, but the shach says there in Tzadik Tes, whenever you have a treif bit of schmaltz fell in with the kosher soup, and it's bottle b'shishim, so you're allowed to eat the soup. Then a little bit more treifus falls in. A little bit more treifus falls in, now you can taste the flavor of the treifus. So the shach says, of course it's nikaris. Of course it's chayzer v'nir. The whole vort of tam ki ikar is that whenever you can taste the treifas, that's considered like nikar iser. That's like moshal amal davadayma. I had the kosher soup and a little bit shmaltz fell in, and then I put it in the refrigerator and the shmaltz rises to the top. It's I was mafrid the treifas from the taruvas, no longer the taruvas. So here also, if I a little treifas fell in, it became bottle b'shishim, mimshen amina. Then a little bit more treifas fell in. How can you say the Issa was nepakli as heter, and now the new Issa that falls in is also bottle b'shishim? No, but I can taste the treifas. So that's the shakli shitasa over there, so that's what he says over here. It doesn't make sense what the Ramah said. That you go bas shmo, you certainly have to go bas the time. Apparently the Ramah did not understand, and then the shak went a step further, he quoted the Rishonim. That even if you have a tarubis of yovish biyove, even if you have a tarubis of min b'minoi, lach b'lach min b'minoi, so you need shishim the rabbanon. The reason why you need shishim rabbanon is exera min b'minoi ota min b'shein aminoi. So the rabbanon, they declared that even a min b'minoi, if it's lach b'lach, I treat it as if it's nikar ha'isa. So the shach thinks that over there also you're going to say chayzer v'nir. Just like you say chayzer v'nir by min b'shein aminoi, because it's nikar ha'isa. So with the Rabbanon I treat Mim Mimino, or to Mim Mishen Mimino, I treat Mim Mimino as if it's Nikur Ha'isim with the Rabbanon. So you would say Chazim and Eir over there also. That was all the Shach. So that's the Shach that she tells us, Masig on the Ramah. And the Ramah doesn't agree. The Ramah holds that just because you have Tam, Ki Ikir, you can taste the flavor of the Trefis, he holds that that's not called Nikur Ha'isim. Nikur Ha'isim is if you look at it, you can tell. The fact that it's nice and Tam, that's not called Nikur Ha'isim. It's a halacha that whenever you have a taruvus a min b'shein a minoi, so simple roiv is not sufficient, chad b'trei is not enough, you gotta have a bigger shiur roiv. What's the bigger shiur roiv? In accordance with Nesinas Tam. But if you hold like Rava that you go b'asa shmoaz linon, so if you have two things that have the same shame, even though they have two different flavors, and I can taste it, I'm drinking the dry wine and all of a sudden it's not so dry, it's a little bit sweet because I mixed in Trefis sweet wine into kosher dry wine. So the dry wine is no longer so dry. It's a little sweet now. So there, it doesn't bother the Ramah. He holds that Tam doesn't prevent Bittul. Tam is not called Nikur Issa. Tam means if you, whenever you have Min, a Taruv is Min Shein Amino, he says it's not sufficient with a simple rive. You need a bigger rive. How much of a bigger rive do you need? You need so much that it should, in accordance with the Tam. But if it's labeled as Min Mimina because Basa Shmaz Lina, so the whole din doesn't get off the ground. So it's not a problem. It's a fundamental machlekes over here. Same machlekes comes up. The last four lines in Sif Beis in the Mechaber. The Mechaber is quoting a Rashba from the Torah Sabbais. So the Shach is upset about that also. He says it doesn't make any sense at all. Shach is cut neches, right? And tzarik ches is cut neches. Bam and tzarchi and b'din zeh. It doesn't make sense. So he reinterprets the whole thing. But the Mechaber quotes it like that. In the Sar of Mim Amina and Mim Mishen Amina. Let's say I have meatballs in the pot and I have vegetable soup. A vegetable soup and meatballs. And that tray for meatball falls in. A tray for meatball falls in. And I know that I have rove in the meatballs. Tray for meatball falls in and it's cooking there for an hour, and then I pull it out and I feed it to the dog. So it's no longer there, but the tam of the tray for the piece of meat was spread over there. And I don't know if I have shishim or not. But I know for sure that I have rove. I know for sure that I had the rove in the tray for meat and the kosher meat against the tray for meat. I know for sure I had rove. But I don't know if I had shishim in the vegetable soup against the tray for piece of meat. The Mechaber says, "Nitzar b'mino u'b'shein aminoi b'nishpach," and there's no way to figure out whether you have shishma not ben yishen yochel amar alav the sharo. I know from the meat, from the kosher meatballs and the tray for meatball that fell into it, and I removed the tray for meatball later on. I know for sure I have roiv in the mim amina. I just don't know if I had shishim, but on the level of the rice, all you need is roiv, so it's mutam and atur. And you're not sure if you had shishim. So then just like the Gemara has a din faket salak according to Reb Yudah, who holds a min b'mina b'mashu, but if you have min m'shein mina together with min b'mina, so it says salak is mina k'mishein, m'shein mina, rabba olav m'vatloi. It had the Gemara like that. So here the Rashba says it in the reverse. We don't pass like Rav Yehuda. We don't pass the Mim and Minim and Masho. We pass the Fakir. Mim Shein Amin is Machom. Mim Shein Amin I need Shishim and Atur. Mim Amin is enough with right. So Yavet Haruv is an Issa fell into a mixture of Heter of Mim and Mina and Mim Shein Amin. So as long as you have Raiv and the Mim B'minoi against the Issa that fell in, even though you're Mesupik, if you have Shishim in the whole thing, in the Mim Shein Aminoi, you have a right to say Salik over here. So the Shach says, what in the world is he talking about? If you're not sure, you may not have Shishim, so you don't have Shishim, so it's nice and tam. Nice and tam is Nikro Iser. How can it be? It's impossible. So the Shach in Sivkot Mechaz reinterprets the Rashba, he never said it. But that's the simple reading of the Mechabah. So from the Mechabah, you also see, he doesn't agree with that Shach. He doesn't agree with the Shach's assumption, the Shach's premise, that whenever it is in the Sinas Tam, it's considered as if it's a Nikar Huisa. He doesn't hold like that. It's just a formality, that if you have Tarubas of a Mim B'Shein Aminoi, so the Halacha requires a greater Rav. A simple Rav is not sufficient. A Rav of Chad B'Shein is not sufficient. You need a greater Rav. Yeah. Then the Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel that the only time you have a right to be Mekel, this was all, we found this in the Piskei HaTosfos, and then we found that the Mordechai quotes this, this is all from the Balei HaTosfos. If you have a Sofik Shishim, is it a Sveika Deraisa or a Sveika Derabbanan? So the Balei HaTosfos wrote, if the din would have been like Rashi, that Tam Kikar is Lav Deraisa, then a Sofik Shishim would have been a Sveika Derabbanan or Kulam. But since the Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that Tam Kikar is Deraisa, so therefore, Sofik Shishim is Lechumer. So the Sif base in the Mechaber is just quoting the Balei HaTosfos. Then Sif Gimel, that's already not from the Balei HaTosfos. Who's that? That's a Rashba. Bamed Ramamurim, when do you say that it's a Sofik, if it's a Mim B'Minoi, and you have a Sofik Shishim, so Sofik Darabon Lekula, you have a right to be Mekel on a Sofik Darabon Lekula, that's if it's a Sofik, if it's Nishpach. And there's no way you can figure out what the shear was. Or let's say the tray for a piece of meat fell in, and then it somehow was taken out, and it was fed to the dogs. And now I have no way to reconstruct how big it was. I have a Sofik Shishim, there's no way for me to measure. What happens, I have everything in front of me. I don't know how to do arithmetic. I have the piece of tray for meat, and I have the pot full of soup, and I can calculate. I can figure out what is the volume of the piece of meat, what's the volume of the soup, and I'll figure out whether you have Shishim or not. But he's has a chisar and yediyah. So then the Mechaber says, when does it qualify as a suffix that you have a right to be mekel on a suffix of the Rabbanon? Kishe nishpach. So it's impossible. Yef shalam rol. You don't know how to calculate shishim. So that's called that the Rishonim have a loshon, that das sheitim ain't a das. Just because you don't know how to do arithmetic, that's not called the Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. You have no right to be Mekel based on such a suffix. Here there's the long Shach and the long Taz. How can it be that the Gemara says you trust the Nochri? The Gemara said, Rabbi said, Meresh, I never understood. How can it be? If it's benayis and tam, tipas chav shenaf la lachatich and yesh benayis and tam, asur ein benayis and tam uteres. So Rabbi didn't understand who's going to taste it. If a Jew's going to taste it, it may come out that he's eating basar b'cholah. You're not allowed to eat basar b'cholah. So the Gemara says no. Then he heard Rabbi Yechanan and Eretz Yisrael said you do timas kveila. So now Rabbi says now I know pshat. You do timas kveila. So that's what the Shach asks the kasha. What kind of timas kveila? Shas aruchehi. That's a loshen. That you see the Shach in Sivkot and Beis, Shas Arucha with an ayin. It's not Shas Arucha with an aleph. Shas Arucha, it's an offening Gemara. Offening Gemara is called Shas Arucha. An offening Gemara in Perak HaGoizel Basra. Rav Kuf Yedale, the Ein of the Kachal Mesichel, the Tidim and Eman, the Isa Torah, only by Din de Rabbana. So if you would have said, like Rashi, the Tam Kikas, Lav Der Aisa, or it's Nicha, so we understand how an Ochre Mesichel Hituma is Neman by Din de Rabbana. But we paskin, the Mechaber paskin, is a Tam Kikar, is a Din Daraisa. So how can he make to rely on Timas Kveil? So you can say, Nochri Mesich Lefitumoi is not Neman. Nochri Mesich Lefitumoi is not Neman. But over here it could be because Kveilah is Uman Loimara Nafshi, that's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. We assume that the Kfela is going to say the truth. So that's a question. The Rabbi Natams, the Rashbo, that's what the Shakot, the Rashba says, either this or that. Either you have a Kfela, even if he's not Mistech Lefi Tumai, he knows that the Jews are relying on him, he knows what the issue is, because a Kfela has. Kfela, we assume, Lamarom Nase, it's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. He's not going to lose his good reputation as an expert chef by saying that it doesn't have a tam of the treifis, then the Jews are going to eat it. They're going to see that he doesn't know what he's talking about. So if you have a kfeila, it doesn't have to be Mesir Chlefituma. And if it's a plain balabas, then you have to have Mesir Chlefituma. So that's the kasha that the Shach asks. How can it be? How can it be? We paskan la lochem, the tam kikir is their eisen. So how can the Rashba say that a nochri she'eno kfeila has nemanis if he's misilch of hituma? What's going on? This is the Pella. So the Taz made a suggestion that whole Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Kufidal says a nochri is not nema misilch of hituma by din deraisa, only by yedis isha belvad. That's talking by mominis nefoshes dovishe b'yervo. We need with the mikra din you need shnei edim. So then you say by meis bailas a special kula that we allow eid echot. So we made the Bible a special kula, we allow a nochem misilchul v'tumah. But in any other case of dovish of yerva, or mominus on the fashis, a nochem misilchul v'tumah would not be neman. But over here it's Yisra v'hetta. So just like Eid Echad is neman by Yisra v'hetta, so nochem misilchul v'tumah is also neman by Yisra v'hetta. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush to say like that. That's the taz. And immediately the bina aid this by the lamahani do because that. Since Eid Echad and Bisurim, any Hoychocha called the Hu, so Noch Mesech Vitum is also good. And the Gemara Baba Kama Kuf Yidal is only talking, only allowed by Meis Bailo, Meis Bailo is really a Dovah Shabiyah, but should have really required Shnei Edim. So we're Mekel that Eid Echad is good. So the Mele, once they were Mekel that Eid Echad is good, that was a big machloikis in the days of the Tanoim. And then the Mishnah says in Yevamos, that when Rabbi Kiva was imprisoned by the Romans, so he gave that psak from the Beis Asurim. And then they were saying over, they heard the psak from the prisoner and the Beis Asurim from Rabbi Kiva, the Noch Mesech Vituma is Neman by Yedis Isha. So once you say Eid Echad is Neman, they heard the psak from Rabbi Kiva that Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Bailo. Once Eid Echad is Neman, then the Noch Mesech Vituma is also Neman. But in any Eid Echad and Bisurim, so the Taz wants to say that Mesech Lefitum would be good. That's very difficult. Then the Mechaber has a line over here in the middle of Tzadik Chesif Aleph. What if the Nochri Mesech Lefitum or the woman, whatever the story happens to be, tastes the mixture of the treifis that fell into the kosher soup? And he says, I can taste the treifas, but it's pugin and mixtus, and that's in tam levgam. Oh, so that's in tam levgam, so that's the din, that if it's pugin and mixtus, so it's mutter. Then the Mechaber adds on a line, the Shach says, Shach and Gimel writes, I le kamon sim ekuv gimel, so sleep days, that's discussed over there. The Mechaber adds on a line, Vushalei hei sofa la hashbiach. The only time you say, nois in tam levgam is mutter, is if the iser got mixed into the heter. The Issa got mixed in to the Heter, and it's Poigim now. Let's say there is certain, the Gemara Navodizar has like this. There's certain things, the Gemara Navodizar, the Mishnayos and Navodizar talk about tray for wine falling into vegetable soup, falling on vegetables that are cooked and falls into Adashim. So sometimes the wine improves the flavor of the vegetables that are cooking, sometimes it's Poigim and Mixtus. It takes away, it's mekalkal a little bit, the flavor of the soup. So the Gemara talks about a possibility of pogame. Right now, the soup is burning hot. So when you serve the soup hot and you mix it in tray for wine, it doesn't taste as good as if it wouldn't have wine. But then if you wait till it cools off, you put it in the refrigerator, you're going to eat the soup cold, such a soup that some people eat it hot, some people eat it cold. So when you eat it cold, then it'll turn out that it's no longer pogame. So that's a Gemara, the Mechaber just quoting, and really it belongs in Kuv Gimel. That's what the Shach says, look over there in Kuv Gimel. If it's Poi Gimel, if it's Soif Yishbiach, so then the din is that it's Asa. That's the Shach. When is it also? It's already also from the very outset, or it's only also when it's going to be lebisof yishbiach. So he says, I lekamakuv gimel sof siv beis. Kuv gimel pogim lebisof yishbiach also. That's on page Resh Mem in my edition of the Eridaya. So the Shach Zion, he writes, pogim lebisof yishbiach also pirush lachash yishbiach. Avkonish yishbiach mutaf li shef shishyabiach achakach. I know it's going to be mashbiach later on. Ken kasevish to the heter. That's what the Shach quotes in Sifkot and Zion in the name of the Yisrael heter. Right now it's pogame. So even though I know right now it's pogame because the soup is hot or because the soup is cold, but if I'm going to warm it up and I'm going to cool it off, and half the people eat it cold, half the people eat it hot, then it's going to be hishbiach. So the Shach holds that right now that it's pogame is mutter. When it'll be hishbiach, then it'll be awesome. And the Prima Gordon quotes those who disagree, I forgot about who, the Pri Chodosh, I think. Kuv Gimel Sirkot Nuzayin. Kuv Gimel. I'm Pri Chodosh Chodik Alzeh. This is Agdoilo Hechmer, Gamke, against the Shach. If it's Pogim now, and I can predict, I know it's going to be Hishbiach later. When I'm going to warm it up and when I'm going to cool it off, it's going to be Hishbiach. So that's by definition, that's not called Pagam. It's only called Nais and Tam Lagam if it's Pagim et Chilu V'Yatsof. But if I know right now it's Lagam, but later on, without adding any more flavoring, the Taruv is the way it is. It's going to be Sofa L'Hashbiach. So it's already, that's not called Nais and Tam Lagam. By definition, it's only called Nais and Tam Lagam if it's Pagim et Chilu V'Yatsof. But that's how the Pri Chodesh, apparently Pri Chodesh and the Knesset HaGdolah hold like that. The Shach does not hold like that. So according to the Shach, right now it is Mutter. Pogim now is Mutter. The Besof Hishbiach then will be also. So how do you understand Hishbiach with the Besof Pogim? The Gemara says either way. Here, the Mechaba writes, the Mechaba there, in Simen Kuv Gimel, the end of Sif Deis, the last three lines. Bamed Var Mamurim, when he says Nosen Tam Levgam is Mutter, if the fact that the Yisr fell in at Pogim at B'mitzas, that's only Shet Pogim at Chilu V'Yatsof. Avon HaMishbiach L'Besof Pogim, Pogim Sof Hishbiach is also. So if he would have held like the Pri Chodosh in the Knes HaGdoyla, so by definition, Livgam means Pogim at Chilu V'Yatsof. So if either Mishbiach L'Besof Pogim at Hishbiach, either way is also, by definition it's not called Livgam. But the Shach doesn't agree with that. Shach says Pogim right now is Mutter. If it'll be Hishbiach Lebesof, it'll be also then. And right now it's Mutter, even though I can predict, I know it's going to get better later on. It's Mutter now. So why isn't the other way, Hishbiach Lebesof Pogim, when it becomes Lizgam? Let it be Mutter. Let it be Mutter when it becomes Lizgam. Unless maybe you have to say that that's the nature of that din. That ain't Bitul Ela Metchilos HaTaruvis. Since Metchilos HaTaruvis, it was Nosen Tam Leshvach. And nothing changed later on. Just I put it in the refrigerator, I heated it up, whatever. So even though it was Lebesof, it's Pogim, but you need Bitl. So since B'tchilos HaTaruvus, it wasn't this battle, so that's the halacha, ain't Bitl and B'tchilos HaTaruvus. The other way, Pogim Lebesof Hishbiach, Adarab, it should be, it is Bitl and B'tchilos HaTaruvus. But Lebesof Hishbiach, so later on it'll be awesome. It's not awesome now, according to the Shach. Right now it's Nosen Tam Levgam. So why isn't the other case Hishbiach Lebesof Pogim? Let it be Mutter in the final stage. The answer is no. Ein Bitul Ela Metchilos HaTaruvus. Those were the two shittas. Why is Efshel L'Sochto Osa? So some Rashi held Efshel L'Sochto Osa doesn't only go on Basar B'Chol, it goes on Treifus also. And probably based on the assumption that Ein Bitul Ela Metchilos HaTaruvus, since in the very beginning you had the Treifus mixed in with the Heter, and there was no shishim, and then you took this piece of kosher food that has a lot of treifus, and you cooked it in a pot of water, and then the bli of the treifus was nispashet in the whole pot of water. So then, so that's called efshel l'sochta osa. That's called efshel l'sochta osa. So according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, l'chara that's based on this principle. Then Bitul Ela Metchilos HaTaruvus. Metchilos HaTaruvus, it was not Nizbatel. Funny thing is, the Gemara, the original discussion, Efshel L'Sochta, goes on Basar B'Cholov. So how do you put together Basar B'Cholov with Shavisurim. The Shavisurim, you need bitl. So you can say there's a formality, ain't bitl on Chilas HaTerubis. But in Bas B'cholim, they need bitl. But you just say, if there's not a Sinas Tam, so it's not Derech Bishol HaSeter, it shouldn't be any problem at all. So that's what we had a Machlekes between Tosfos and the Aguda. The Tosfos and the Rosh held that by Bas B'cholim, you don't have to come on to bitl. Whenever the Cholim is not nice and Tam in the Basa, Basa is not nice and tam in the cholos, so by definition, you have to come on to bittl. It's not a word of bittl. It's a word that is not a sinas tam, so it's not derech bishul aser ter. By definition, lois vashagdi means to give the sinas tam, and the aguda, amaseches nida said not so. The aguda said no, it is based on bittl. I said to the hetas, how is it bottle? So he said no, but it's lach balach. The only time you say het hetle bottle is yavish biyavish. That's for the shach and the hilchas kelayim quoted from the levush. That the Levush said the same as this Aguda. So that's what we spoke about a few times, whether by Tipas Chav Shanaf La Lach Aticha, Emein Bar Ben Oysen Tam, it's Mutter, is that based on Bipul? Or you don't have to come on to Bipul. So it's Lachor, Rashi, Lachor, it sounds like he holds like that Aguda, that the Tipas Chav Shanaf La Lach Aticha, Emein Bar Ben Oysen Tam is Mutter, because it's based on Bipul. And that's why Rashi learns. Ein bitl ala mechilas hatarubis. If that's the reason why, by basa v'cholos, so that reason carries over to Shari Surim as well. And other Rishonim hold that it's not so. Other Rishonim hold that Efshel Softa Osir is only a din in basa v'cholos. It doesn't apply to Shari Surim. And basa v'cholos it's also because it's heta nepech liosisa. Since initially I cooked the basa v'cholos, so it became treif. And because it was nice and tam, so once it became treif in tam basa b'cholos, so it remains treif. It remains treif. Either because treif ainich ozeres lach sheira, because of that rush that we had in Perek Beimam Kasha, or because maybe Efshel Afrida will be mutter, but Efshel Lesachta was awesome. Efshel Lesachta was awesome. Since it became basa b'cholos, and you still have a little mashu of cholos over there.
Right.
Yeah.
How would you say this in the Mechaber, or further strong word in the Ramah, that knows the Tam of Gam on Pesach is Aser in Tam Mashu, that knows the Tam of Gam is a word in Bittul, but if you would hold that knows the Tam of Gam has nothing to do with Bittul, so could you still say this Pshat?
According to the Mechaber, that what? That knows the Tam of Gam is Mutter even on Pesach, that you don't need Bittul. Right, that's right. The fundamental Machlok is what, yeah, we never discussed that. The machlokes, the Ran and the Rashba. What's the heter of Nes and Tamagam? That's machlokes and Mechaber the Ramah, right? Whether Nes and Tamagam is based on Bittul, you don't even have to come on to Bittul. Yeah. So you say that what? If you hold like the Mechaber, the Nes and Tamagam is not based on Bittul, then Lachori can say this explanation that the Besayt Pogim is also because Ein Bittul Mechivus Ataruvis. If you don't have to come on to Bittul, you don't have to come on to Bittul. That is a good kasha. I don't know. That is a good kasha. If you assume that the Shach's pshat is the pshat in the Mechaber, maybe the Mechaber holds like the, I don't know. Maybe the Mechaber really holds like the Pri Chodesh and the Knesset Hagdol. I don't know. But it is a good kasha. Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
Also, in Pogim with Sofer Shviach.
Yeah.
So even the Chavis Das by Adover HaPogim that was Nisrach, so he says it can't be Chozer by here, he would be Moida.
Again, Pogim with the Sofer Shviach. The Shach says it's Mutter while it's Pogim, but the Sofer Shviach is going to become Asa then. So even the Chavis Das also would agree, yeah. I think the Chavis Das disagrees with this Shach. Chavis Das only said it by Nifsa Me'achil HaSodom. Once it's Nifsa Me'achil HaSodom, it's Ma'amish Nepach Lios Heter, and then it's not Chayzeli Yisura afterwards. But it's only less in Tam Levgam, he's also going to agree. It was Muta B'Shaito, but later on it'll be Yosa. Yeah, I think so. We'll have to work on that too. Try to figure out why is there such a distinction between Nifsal Achil HaSodom Lagami Nifsal, as opposed to only Nisim Tam Lagam. Okay, I'm going to have to stop here. I plan to go to the airport right now. I plan to see everybody tomorrow on Shir. B'Shatayim Aslachas. Have a nice day. Have a nice one.
What?
Okay,
shut
down
the computer. What? Okay, good. You close it, no? Yeah. Okay.
So there's my right. Very good.
Thank you for all the
shiur. Thank you. So you know how to put it on the
website? Someone else was doing it. Yeah, you shut this up.
You got it off?
David, yeah. Eric David put them on now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Very good.
He comes in every week.
Okay. That
saves your bank, Rabbi.
Thank you very much. This year, it was in the basement.
You have to give it.
Okay.